The pika is a small member of the rabbit family that lives throughout the northern hemisphere. This furry, flower-eating, whistling creature thrives in cool and rugged places, such as the rocky slopes of high alpine meadows. It's popular among hikers and animal lovers, but in the U.S., a growing body of research indicates that pikas may be one of the first animals in the Mountain West to fall victim to global warming. During the summer, pikas scamper across the talus, the stones and broken boulders on the mountain slopes, dining on flowers and grass, and calling to each other with their distinctive squeak. These hard-working creatures also gather grass to dry for winter food.
Well, a pika is a small member of the rabbit family. They're about as big as a potato, and they look kind of like that from a distance.
University of Colorado biologist Chris Ray is a world-renowned expert in pika biology. She spends many hours each summer sitting in the meadows watching them.
They're sort of a brownish gray, covered with what looks like rabbit fur. They have round ears, but they're rather large round ears. No tail, no large hind feet like a rabbit. Look a little bit more like a mouse. Very cute.
Cute, and also very sensitive to changes in their environment. Ray says pikas in many parts of the Mountain West are vanishing from the lower elevations of their habitat at a rate of 10 meters every year. Because mountains narrow to a point, that means with each passing year, there's less habitat left for the American pika. But there also seem to be less pikas. Studies show a high mortality rate in pika colonies at lower elevations, and no one knows why. Ray and other researchers have found no disturbance of their rocky homes. No poisons have been sprayed. There's no obvious change in predators, but there is a steady increase in the average alpine temperature. This has led many biologists to conclude that climate change is killing the pika. One reason is that the animals easily succumb to heat exhaustion. But Chris Ray says it's more than that.
There are just so many ways that global warming can affect a species besides turning up the heat.
For example, warmer weather makes many diseases more contagious and gradually causes a change in edible vegetation. And rising average temperatures thin the snow that used to cover this area throughout the bitter cold Rocky Mountain winter. In higher elevations, where the blanket of snow is still thick, pikas are insulated from the cold. But lower down on the mountain where the snow is thin, Ray suspects that pikas are freezing to death in their winter dens.
We can't just fence off this talus and thereby make it good for pikas. The changes that are happening here are more subtle than that, and they probably have to do with global warming.
What's more, Ray worries that pikas may be the alpine equivalent of the canary in the coal mine, whose declining health is a signal of impending environmental danger. As time goes on, she suspects that additional studies will find many species that are disappearing because of climate change, both in the United States and around the world. Her colleague, Colorado naturalist Steve Jones, says it doesn't have to be that way. He points to several endangered species that increase their numbers because citizens and government agencies set aside protected habitats for them.
Here in the Central Rockies, there are several species that we've brought back or helped to bring back from the verge of extinction just in the last two decades. Bald eagle is one, peregrine falcons, bighorn sheep were not here in Boulder County 100 years ago, neither were elk.
But Jones admits that the pika situation is more complex.
This is a perfect habitat here for pikas. And this ecosystem, the alpine ecosystem, is largely intact. It's had very little disturbance. Pikas are actually thriving up here at the higher elevations. The frustrating thing is there's nothing we can do about global change in terms of protecting this ecosystem except to reverse that global change.
But it's not too late, according to Chris Ray.
Well, I'm really hoping that we'll sign on to the Kyoto Agreement or more. I'm really hoping that we will embrace, for example, better, higher cafe standards for automobiles. I hope we'll drive less, use more public transportation. I hope we'll stop building coal-fired power plants. There are many things that we can do. I hope that everybody puts some solar panels on top of their house. I don't see any other way to turn around what's happening to the pika and many other high-altitude species.
Otherwise, Chris Ray says she's going to miss the pikas.
Well, I'm about to have a son in September, and I would certainly like him to be able to experience at least what I've experienced. I'd like to be able to share with him observations of pikas And pikas, unfortunately, are disappearing from some of my favorite places. And I don't want that to be lost for him or for me. And at the rate that they're disappearing from some of these sites, it seems like they'll be gone within his lifetime.
Many wildlife preservation groups in the United States are using the pika's plight to urge citizens to push for solutions to global warming. Meanwhile, Ray continues her research of the vanishing pika to document the impact of climate change. I'm Shelley Schlender in the High Country of Colorado.